You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, I'm Gary Bauer, Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I am particularly glad you are listening today because you may not realize it, but a state of emergency has been declared. When I saw that headline this morning about a national emergency, I wanted to get to the details right away. I mean, my mind started getting filled with all kinds of possibilities. Is another communist Chinese spy balloon crossing the United States? That seemed like an emergency to me, but no, it's not that. Well, is the emergency about our failing schools or the growing wave of lawlessness in our big cities? Nope. Is it an emergency related to, well, I don't know, how about climate change or our broken borders? No, not any of those things. The emergency was actually not declared by the federal government. It was declared by a group called the Human Rights Campaign, or HRC for short. They are America's most powerful lobbying group representing the LGBTQ plus movement. And they are claiming they are in danger. The reason? Well, they're pointing to 75 laws that have been passed across America in dozens of states. Now, first, I doubt if I need to remind you that every June is Pride Month, dedicated to LGBTQ Americans. I don't know of any other group that gets a whole month to celebrate who they are, nor a month where all of us are told we must celebrate with them or be labeled bigots. I mean, you can't turn on the television without getting the LGBTQ message in almost every show. There are articles in every newspaper. The LGBTQ flag is flying everywhere. I haven't checked, but I wouldn't be surprised if the White House doesn't get bathed in the lights of the LGBTQ movement. And I don't think any other group in America gets this kind of special treatment, even for a day, let alone a week or a month. Can you imagine if there was a Christian Appreciation Month? I mean, look, Christians have made an incredible contribution to America. Our founding fathers were basically Christians. Christians led the abolition of slavery movement. Martin Luther King, a Christian pastor, led the civil rights movement. Christians lead even today in charitable giving, helping the poor, ministering to prisoners in jails. Can you imagine ever having a whole month dedicated to America's Christians, where everybody was told to feel pride in America's Christians, where the Christian flag was put up on every flagpole, including our embassies around the United States? Now, of course, you can't imagine that. It, quite frankly, would never happen. Well, let's go to something that maybe could be a little bit more realistic. How about an American Appreciation Month? I mean, America has brought more liberty and more opportunity to more people than any system of government, any country in the history of the world. In the 20th century, we defeated real Nazis, Hitler in Germany, and we defeated the Japanese warlords. That was the greatest generation that my father was part of. And then later, we went on and defeated Soviet communism. So there would be a lot of reasons to celebrate America. Now just think, a month celebrating America. And during that month, all of the schools would be committed to teaching our children at the earliest grades, all the way through when they graduate from high school, all about the wonders of America. And everybody would be told, hey, look, you better join this America Appreciation Month, or we'll just conclude that, well, you hate America. You're not patriotic. Now, look, we have the 4th of July. We've got Memorial Day. Those are days where we're supposed to celebrate America. But even those days get criticized these days. And I can't imagine getting past all of the special interest groups, claiming a whole month like the LGBTQ movement gets to be filled with pride and love for a particular subject. Well, so count me a little skeptical about the claim that the LGBTQ community is some sort of victim who's facing great dangers when they get a whole month compared to everybody else. Well, let's go back for a second to the Human Rights Campaign Declaration of an Emergency. What did they base that on? Well, as I mentioned, they're pointing to 75 laws that were recently passed across the country in a couple dozen states. And those laws, they said, are anti-LGBTQ+. Now, I don't have time to go through all 75 laws, and you probably wouldn't have the patience for it if I did. So I'll just zero in on one type of these laws, but I can assure you all of them fit into the same sort of category. Seven of these laws, the most prominent one passed in the state of Florida, are called, are labeled by the LGBTQ movement, don't say gay laws. What? Some state passed the law where you're not allowed to say gay? Well, there's no way I can explain this other than just telling you the truth, my friends. This is simply a lie repeated by the left-wing media and also even by the President of the United States. None of these laws outlaw using the word gay. These laws were passed for a very simple reason: to prevent graphic sexual information of any kind, heterosexual, homosexual, or anything else, being presented in classrooms in public schools to little children. Now, polling shows the public overwhelmingly supports protecting these children from sexually explicit information. Little kids that still believe in Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy shouldn't be told about transgenderism and choosing your pronouns, let alone all the other fairly sensitive information that the LGBT community is pushing. Now, sadly, there is growing evidence every day that in states that have not passed these laws, in elementary school classrooms, little 8, 9, and 10-year-old children are being exposed without parental notification, let alone parental permission, to explicit sexual material, much of it promoting transgenderism, and a lot more that you wouldn't want to hear about in a family podcast. So I found myself asking some questions. I bet you have too. I know a lot of parents that have these questions. Why is pornographic material all of a sudden being put in the children's section of public libraries? Why all of a sudden, out of nowhere, does the LGBTQ movement insist that if flamboyant drag queens be allowed to come into libraries and schools and conduct reading hours with little children? Well, what's that about? What's the public policy goal of that? Is there some research that shows children will learn reading better if they're read to by men dressed up like they're women? I'm pretty sure there's no research showing that. Now, look, I agree with the Human Rights Campaign on one thing. There is indeed an emergency in the United States. That emergency is that powerful groups of sexual minorities, backed by the power of the federal government, are trying to talk to our children in classrooms about subjects that only parents should make decisions about. And yes, God gave us our children, and we, not government, nor the LGBTQ movement, should direct their education. So these laws were passed not because all of a sudden Americans are attacking the gay community. What's happening is that parents are standing up to protect their own children from LGBTQ plus indoctrination and premature sexually explicit lessons in the classroom. The James Dobson Family Institute stand with those parents and grandparents, and we pray that their numbers will increase and that God will protect our innocent children. Well, thanks for being with us again this week at the James Dobson Family Institute podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. And please join us again next week when we bring you vital information for you and your family.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.